Hey, what is up? It's Todd. In this episode, I want to spend some time discussing some of the basics. I want to talk to you about the 9 types of videos that every business needs to have if they want to be successful in today's competitive climate. Now, what I also want to do is acknowledge the fact that this podcast has been taking off over the last couple of months, and there are new people joining us all the time. So we got a bit granular. We got a bit tactical. We've been teaching how to close deals in faster and faster rates using the power of video. This episode, we're going to take a couple steps back, discuss the fundamentals, and talk about the videos every business needs to have.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. So look, one of my favorite topics are videos, right? You know that about me. I love me some videos. But what I really love is not, I don't want an Academy Award. I didn't open up a video marketing agency because I owned cameras. I love the results that video generates. So like if all of a sudden, if something else came out that got better results, you know, I would gravitate towards that because I'm results obsessed, not tactic obsessed. Like, for example, if all of a sudden skywriting became the most effective marketing tactic, I'd own a fleet of skywriting planes. Like I'm standing up looking out the window because we're right here at the Scottsdale Air Park near the runway. But I don't own airplanes. There aren't skywriting experts in the office. We don't have that. We have video experts. And if at some point video stopped being the most powerful tool in the business world for convincing and converting, and let's say it became holograms, we'd become the hologram experts because we just want to specialize in what gets the best results. Aight? And there are 9 types of videos that every business should have, should understand how to use. And I want to open your eyes to the different types of videos. I want to kind of go fundamental. You know, if you can understand the fundamentals, almost anything can happen for you. If you can dominate the fundamentals, you can get really great freakish results. For example, if the greatest basketball coach of all time showed up on a court with 12 players, and this basketball coach, like John Wooden, who's been dead for, I don't know, I'm going to guess maybe 15, 20 years, all of a sudden showed up on a basketball court. Not only would it be like a religious experience for basketball fans, of course, right? Like resurrection's a legit thing. People would take notice. It'd probably be on ESPN today. But if John Wooden showed up, he could teach the fundamentals and be more effective than almost every coach out there because he understands the fundamentals. They're timeless. You can rock the fundamentals. You can do the X's and O's, and you can get great results. And if you put him up against a coach today, John Wooden would still be very competitive because he understands the game from a very deep fundamental level. I want to get you there with video. It's the most powerful tool in business. By the way, while we're on the John Wooden conversation. John R. Wooden in his first practice at college when his team won like 11 or 10 national championships and like maybe 8 in a row or something stupid like that. Just something obnoxious. At his practices where he would have future NBA Hall of Famers sitting on the bench, in the very first practice, they would teach, he would have everybody take off their shoes and their socks, and he would have them put on their socks the right way and teach them how to put their shoes on so they don't get blisters and how to lace up their shoes properly so the laces don't come untied during the game. That is the fundamentals. The video fundamentals are the same. Well, I'm not going to get blisters. It is how you use different types of videos to move somebody through a logical thought sequence so you can score more often. Get it? There are 9 types. I'm going to go through and explain the 9 types. First, I'm going to name them. And to help make your life easier, as I go through each of these 9 types of videos, I'm going to put a sample up there on the show notes page for you, and you can go look at what an explainer video looks like that Wirebuzz created. Or when you get to number two, I'm going to talk about a phlebotomy story. Yeah, phlebotomy going down for real in this episode. But if you want a how-to sample and you want to see one that I was there for the shoot on that I love that changed a company's revenue, when you get to done with the podcast episode, go back to the page wirebuzz.com/296 because this is episode 296. And all the samples will be there for you to be able to review and check out. All right. And I'm working off this Vidyard article that you can find inside of the vidyard.com blog. I'm going to read a little bit. I'm going to quote some spots. I'm going to freelance and riff a little bit. Video type number one is an explainer video. Video type number two are how-to videos. Video type number three are promo videos, also known as hype or teaser videos. Video type number four are thought leadership videos. Video type number five are webinars and recorded webinars. Video type number six are case study videos, aka customer stories or testimonial videos. Now, video type number seven is a company culture video. Video type number eight are demo videos. And number nine are personalized videos. Now let's start at the very beginning. Just like my good friend Colonel Von Trapp would say, it's a very good place to start. Now the first type of video is an explainer video. It could also be called an overview video. I don't care what you call it. I care what the end goal is. Now the end goal of an explainer video or an overview video is to give people a high-level explanation or a quick little overview on a product, a service, or a solution. Where does it live? It lives on the top of that page. So can I be more specific? If it's a company overview video or a company explainer video, it lives on the top of the homepage of the website. So why does it live on the top? It lives on the top because people have a preference. Their preference is to watch video. They prefer video so much, they're four times more likely to watch that video than to read anything that's written on the page. Boom. Prioritize it to the top. It is the most valuable asset that you can have on your site, on your page. So don't do the rookie thing by burying that video down below the fold. Do you know what the fold is? The fold is an old printing newspaper term for the fold in the paper, like the most important news stories are above the fold. And as they deprioritize the news stories on that homepage of that newspaper, it's below the fold. I want you to think about your homepage of your website, either on mobile or desktop. What appears when your page loads without the scroll is above the fold. What appears below when you scroll is below the fold, okay? And where that video lives, above the fold. Don't make people work hard to find the most valuable asset. Don't devalue it or deprioritize it. It lives up at the top with not a little button. The button shouldn't blend in. It shouldn't be camouflaged. That button and the buttons for every video on your website should scream, click on me, I'm effing lazy, let me play this video so I can learn. Let it scream, make it big. You want it to roadblock people. You want them to go, oh, I can play a video. Easy button. Let them click on that thing. Let them start it. Let them watch it. Let them learn as you transfer the knowledge from your explainer video, aka overview video, into their dome so they get excited. Now, this video shouldn't be long. They're typically high level and a quick look at how your product solves a problem. Vidyard says because they're high level, explainer videos don't need to show the actual product or service to be valuable, which means animation is a popular style type or choice. What I want you to know is don't think to yourself, okay, well then there's a rule there. It should be explainer. No, figure out what it is that you can explain at a high level, get it into somebody's head. It should have some emotional element because you're going to want people to see the problem and have a visceral reaction so you could solve it. And we do all types of explainer videos. They have different lengths. I'm actually not a fan of making them really short. Oh, they should be 15 seconds, right? They should be 22 seconds, right? Like, I'm not a fan of that. I'm a fan of giving a powerful message, showing people how you can solve their problems, and do it in an entertaining way where people will stay around so they can get all the way to the end. That explainer video can also be an overview video on a product or a service, and it could live on a product service landing page. Where would it live? On the top, right? Because you're going to transfer the knowledge into people's heads. Vidyard says that you can create overview videos for each vertical or product line you offer, in these videos, you're not looking to make a hard sell or a pitch, rather outlining a problem that you know that your customers have. Explainer videos should answer the question, what's in it for them, or to the recipient, what's in it for me, from the perspective of the buyer, okay? It's all buyer perspectives. That's the first type of video. And look, this may not be the first video that people see. They may actually see a video that is on social first. So don't think this is sequential order. These are just 9 types of videos, and people can come in from multiple directions. It's like having a party at your house, and you've got a sign that says you can come in the front door, you can come in the back door, you can come in through the side door. That's kind of the way your website operates. Age of the discovery process, you can influence people and move them into the next stage. Oh, I want to give you an example of a later stage how-to video. We have a client we got many clients in the medical space. We got one client in particular. I happen to be there for the shoot. I love being at shoots. It's just like my favorite day. It's where everything got started. You know, you get to meet the talent and the client and get to see their products often before they even go to market. And you get to just meet all the cool people and see how much they love their products. And I like to be a part of telling their story. So as I went to this one shoot, it happened to be in San Francisco at a $1 billion facility. And this company, by the way, when we got started, had like 50 employees. Now they have like 1,100 employees, and they do genetic testing. So they discovered, and this came out of our strategy call with them, that a large percentage of their lab tests that were submitted, and they're submitted by phlebotomists. You know what a phlebotomist is? Well, I do, because I worked on this project. These are the people that draw blood at laboratories all over the world. And they submit the blood draw into this lab, and the lab tells them what's wrong with the patient, right? So what they discovered is the phlebotomists were submitting the tests wrong. And a large percentage, I think the number was like 35% of all tests sent in from phlebotomists had to be retaken, which meant the test was submitted. A patient came there. They drew blood. They shipped it off to San Francisco. It went through the lab. The lab realized it was a bad test because the blood was taken improperly one way or another. And then they had to reach out to the lab. The lab had to reach out to the patient. They had to get the patient back in. They had to redo the blood draw, send it back out to get tested again. Now that's a huge pain in the ass, right? So when this came out that they had such a large, like 35% retest rate, we said, let's just create a how-to video. This how-to video will teach phlebotomists how to properly submit the test. And this video told them what gauge of a needle they had to use, because up until that point, phlebotomists were just grabbing the needle that was available, take it out of its protective pouch, pull out the blood, and send it. This video showed them how much blood they needed to submit, and don't shake the blood. In fact, inside your kit will be an ice pack. Here's how to activate the ice pack. Here's how to submit it. Boom, send it off. And you know what happened? The how-to video became the training video for phlebotomists before they could submit their first test of blood, and they took that test rate of 35% that needed to be redone and dropped it way down into the mid-single digits, saving that money a frigging fortune. They should have built a wing in the Wirebuzz name to house the 1,200 employees. That's how much money it generated for them. So anytime you've got something that's like questions that are submitted in that are common, maybe you see it in search engines, create content that addresses the how-to and then have it show up for people that are searching on your website looking for that type of question. Put it on an article, let that article index. And that is a how-to video. How long should it be? I don't know. It depends. How long does it need to be? The phlebotomist video, we did it. It was very quick. It was like 2 minutes. And then at the end, it did a quick summary. So think about how you could do that. Sometimes use word economy, boom, boom, boom. Show them visually, teach them how to do it, certify the person or let the person know how to do it. And then before you know it, magic starts to happen because now the prospect inside their head, they get it. They see how easy it is. They want to become a customer. That is a how-to video. Number three, promo videos. They're also known as hype or teaser videos. It's good for brand awareness, increases traffic to your blog or asset specific landing page and lead generation. Now, I think these videos typically, they can work for if you're trying to generate attendees to your event. It could be in person or a virtual conference. It could be a promo video that's hyping something, a book release. It could be somebody that you're like hyping a course on your website or a new product you're about to roll out. When brainstorming new content pieces, Vidyard says, consider the bigger story you can also wrap these up in. And the top of the funnel videos you can use as the asset promo or commercial, so to speak. So this promo video could be like on social. It could be a ad that goes in inside of people's feed that creates awareness. Now that is a promo video. You probably have seen more promo videos, more teaser videos, more hype videos than any other type of videos because that's kind of the subset that like a television commercial would fit under. That's number three, a promo video. Number four, thought leadership videos. Thought leadership videos typically live in two places. On social media from that thought leader's social channel, like I drop knowledge bombs on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram often. And those, many of those appear on the Wirebuzz site inside the Wirebuzz blog. Okay. You probably see more thought leadership videos in your life now than television commercials because they're in your feed. So as I go through this list, remember, resist the temptation to think that you're going to use these in sequential order. Instead, we're just going down a list. But a thought leadership video is good, as Vidyard says, for building thought leadership. Dun, 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 within your industry, establishing expertise on a given topic, educating your audience around a particular subject, and really making a human-to-human connection. Now, I think these videos are amazingly powerful. That's why every day I try to drop a new one inside of my social channels because I want to be top of mind. A thought leadership video can will just change your career if you do it consistently. And by consistently, I mean like most days, almost every day. Because what's going to happen is people are going to see you as like a figurehead of that industry. You're like a spokesperson, or in my case, a spokesmodel for the industry, right? And you want to use it so you're adding value. Like I'm willing to bet that every industry right now has a place, an allotted place for somebody that is going to be a spokesperson, a advertiser, a somebody who's like a, sorry, I didn't mean to say advertiser, but Jason Fair from the Wirebuzz strategy team just hit me up on Slack and my brain just went right there. And then when I don't know what to say, I often just start talking about advertising. So what you're going to be doing with these thought leadership videos is using it as an opportunity to demonstrate your street cred. And you want to use it regularly, and you want to make sure that you are seen in your industry as like the reporter that's taking on the new topics and explaining what it is. Because we do this thing. It's human nature. It's like, because we're all children of the television generation. When we see somebody talking about a topic regularly, we automatically project authority onto them. If you want to be a thought leader in your industry, one of the fastest ways to accelerate that is to start pumping out thought leadership videos, push them out on social, and add massive value. In another episode in the future, I'd be happy to talk about how to get over your limiting belief that you're not good enough, smart enough, or you don't have enough thoughts going around in your head to be a thought leader. But the way to demonstrate that and to get going is with thought leadership videos, and they live on social. Number five, webinars and recorded webinars. Now, I know a few things about webinars. I've really been doing them for a good portion of my life. It's basically for me being a talk show host inside of a webinar, hosting a show. I'm going to give you some information. I'm going to tell you some stories that rely back on to the big tactics that I'm going to teach. And I'm going to give you a CTA, a call to action, where you can buy something from me at the end that's super expensive and allows me to make it rain at Lululemon on a Tuesday. That expensive. Now, these webinars, we build them for clients all the time. In fact, well, I can't tell you the client because I'm NDA'd, but we've got a major celebrity we're building out webinars for right now. And I also know that my webinar for the Tony Robbins Business Mastery Group for 1 hour retained 93.6% of everybody that started the webinar. 93% of them stayed for the full effing hour. And the way that you do this, if I can help you take anything from the webinar section here, is you add massive value, you keep it moving along, you inspire them as you're doing it, but you're also moving through your slides and information at a slightly faster clip because you don't want people to think for a moment that they've got all the value. You want them to keep seeing, oh my God, this guy's just dropping knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb. And before you know it, everybody gets to the end and they're cheering your name and they want to mint your face on a coin. If you do it that way, you'll get great results. Now, Vidyard explains that webinars and recorded videos are good for educating potential customers. Don, don, don. That's why we do it. About issues related to your industry, generating leads to add to a targeted email list, and guiding prospects further along the funnel. So often that sounds like it's top of funnel, right? Like this is an early stage. And typically webinars are recorded. Webinars could be at the early stage. It could be in the consideration stage. It could be in the decision stage. It really depends on what the content of that webinar is. So webinars, unlike thought leadership videos or hype videos, which are both early stage, webinars are typically any of the stages, and it's based on the content or information. Now, we've done a lot of pre-recorded webinars, and those are really great, but you act and make them like they're live, you'll get even better results. And when, as Vidyard says, when planning new webinars, think about how you plan to repurpose them from the get-go. Like if you want to create short videos out of them, design your webinar so that the recording can easily be carved into bite-sized video clips to be used in ongoing content marketing programs. So like I'll tell you, one of the early stages of video marketing was a technique that I created that when you would do long form interviews, every question would be clipped and then pushed back out on social as its own standalone video clip. Now that was great for some years, but people tend to get burned out. So when you do this and you do it and you pre-plan it, think about those topics being their own standalone videos and build them up into chapters instead of just winging it at the end. If you want to wing it at the end and clip these videos, the audience is going to be less interested than if you pre-plan them to be separate assets later on down the road. And that is, by the way, webinars and recorded webinars. Number six, case study videos. Now, they say AKA customer stories and testimonial videos. And I think they're right. Like, I don't think about them that way, but I think Vidyard's onto something here. Like, here's these videos are good for, okay? The justification and evaluation stage of a funnel when buyers are considering whether you solve their specific pain points. Now, arguably, case study videos are one of the most important types of videos in your collection. Lots of B2B buyers will search for customer testimonials when they come onto your website. Now, look, we're all susceptible to this. This isn't B2B or B2C. By the way, if you love me, remove the concept in your brain that of B2B or B2C sales strategies. I'll explain at a later date why that's outdated, but just send me a lot of love. Get yourself in the right place and recognize that whenever you give a testimonial, it should be a testimonial story. Whenever you create a case study video, it should be a story. And the reason is we're all children from the television generation. If you can tell a powerful story and start following a character that's hyper relevant to you, and you drop a little music bed and whoop the audience up into a story, you'll hold people the whole time. I mean, that's like one of the Netflix secrets. Netflix knows how to tell very powerful stories that are hyper relevant to the recipient. This is why we have profiles on Netflix that are customized, and we can separate ourselves from our kids' content because we want ours to be hyper relevant to us. Case study videos, if you follow the Wirebuzz methodology of where they fit somewhere around 0.3 and 0.4 on the Wirebuzz momentum method. So the case study customer testimonial story lives right around the spot where you talk about 0.3, which is why competitor options are inferior, and point number four, why your solution is the best. And once you put that video right there in between your competitors and why your solution is the best, then you can transition people to identify why the competitor option sucks and why your solution is, say it with me, the best. All right. And now that's a great way. I've heard the customer testimonial stories and case study videos have the highest ROI of any type of video that you can have in your arsenal. Does that mean you shouldn't have the other types of videos? Absolutely not. It's part of the recipe. But a testimonial is a stamp of approval from somebody inside of that persona group that you're trying to sell to. It's hyper relevant to the recipient. And it shows, it validates and affirms that you can live up to your commitment. Now let's take a couple steps back. A case study video, a customer testimonial story, that's just the video or business equivalent of a Yelp review. I mean, really, aren't you doing that with a Yelp review? Aren't you just looking into the Yelp review and saying, man, they got those carne asada fries with the nacho cheese on top? That looks good. Well, let me see what they say on Yelp. And then you start to, ooh, they use Cheese Whiz, right? And then you're like, oh, that's probably not for me. But if you've got somebody that's telling you a story, and they start telling you about how amazing the cheese was, before you know it, your mouth starts watering. You think of the carne asada, the jalapeno that's sliced thinly on top so you can fit one piece into your mouth with each bite without burning off your palate. And then you want to go there and experience the carne asada fries with the awesome cheese on top. You know, I'm seeing right now, as I digress a little bit, that there are a lot of restaurant apps. When you go to a restaurant night, because of this COVID world, and you take out your phone and you use the QR code and it pops up their menu because they don't want anybody touching menus, right? Understandably. But I'm seeing in these restaurants that are smart, that are savvy and tactical, that inside of these items on the menu, there's a photo, just like Denny's, because people buy visually, they date visually. They purchase products and services visually, and they eat visually. So there should be a photo there. And I'm also seeing that smart restaurants are adding reviews. Why? Because that's what we like when we're going through the process. And they can control what the reviews are and get people to think about that. And a case study video operates in a very similar way. It's not the first thing you see. There's no reason to see a case study before you understand what the product or service is. But it's part of the process. It's about halfway down. And a case study video or the customer testimonial story, which is number six, lives somewhere around why your product is the best. All right, let's get into number seven. Always fun for me to use my favorite voice from Chef Raz Kamnitzer, who would tell you that he is the best. He'd say, "How's your food?" And you go, "Oh, chef, it's really good." He goes, "No, no. Is it the effing best? It is the best." Let's get into number seven. Number seven is company culture videos. Now, this is great for, we're doing a company culture video right now, not for ourselves, but for a client. It goes on to their website where they're recruiting, right? They're in the process of hiring a ton of new salespeople, and they want to show that company in action so people that apply get the feeling and the vibe and the excitement of being a part of that team, that culture. This video can work in a variety of different ways. You can use it for on your About Us page, your recruitment page, but it really fits into that category. You really don't use it on social unless you're dropping a ad about a new job. Wirebuzz is in the process of hiring three new full-time employees. You can find out about it on the wirebuzz.com website. And off the top of my head, it's a sales position, a copywriting manager, and a video editor, animator that are all up there right now. And we're going to place those things pretty damn quick. So if you're interested, jump on it, wirebuzz.com, go to the About page, and look around for opportunities. Number eight, demo videos. Oh boy, demo videos are awesome. In fact, the call right before I recorded this, the client wants a demo video. And do you know why? Because companies can pump up the jam and move leads from marketing qualified leads to sales leads by those that finish the demo video. So what's it good for? Vidyard says, helping buyers justify their decision to purchase. It's good for email follow-up, for lead generation, and addressing the end of the funnel. So if you can demonstrate how easy it is or how this product solves the problem or the solution, and you let somebody go through a demo video and just kind of walk through it, they can see how it actually works. It lives typically somewhere in the middle towards the end of the funnel. Why? Because there's no reason to show them a demo and they don't even know what you do yet or what value you provide or how you solve their problems, all right? So you got to put it in the right place. Vidyard says product demo videos show viewers the value of a product rather than just telling them. The audience should be nodding along in agreement with you at all times. The goal is to show them that you understand their world, but the other goal is to show them how easy it is to like signpost. Step one, step two, do this, do that. And to drop a little music bed that makes it interesting, fun, exciting. Somebody wants to use it so they can solve their problem with your product. That's number eight, demo video. And number nine is the hand that rocks the cradle. It is personalized videos. Personalized videos need no introduction to this audience. It's how salespeople use video on a one-on-one basis to answer questions, to move people through a buyer's journey. I am working on right now on my computer, outline for my book. Oh yeah, did I say that? An outline for the book. Let me tell you right now, out of the book, I talk about red flags in the sales process. You identify a red flag in the sales process, and once you identify the red flag, the right thing to do is to follow up with a personalized video. A personalized video is what you should do every time you get a red flag. That's like an important question is asked when you're talking to a prospect. Anytime you detect they need more clarity after the call, follow up with a personalized video. Anytime a key decision maker wasn't on the call, what do you do? You say red flag and you follow up with a personalized video for that key decision maker. Hey, John, sorry you couldn't make it to the call. Here's a quick 5-minute overview on the progress we made on today's call. Looking forward to seeing you in the next call. The reason you do that, because John, if he's the key decision maker, he needs to be up to speed because you need to get a yes at the end. And if you're trying to get a yes at the end and educate John at the end, you're going to be SOL because your internal champion won't be able to tell John everything John needs in order for John to give you the magic word. Yes. A red flag happens anytime. By the way, I'm free flowing on this. I'm not reading from the book. I'm just taking the outline. Anytime somebody says, well, I'm going to take this to my team, red freaking flag. And anytime you say to yourself, oh man, my prospect's too dumb. They're just too dumb to understand our unique value. Anytime they're too dumb, it's really the salesperson hasn't done their job. Red flag. Follow up with a video that paints the picture, that shows and tells and shows them just how easy it is to solve that problem. Or the last red flag happens anytime you're asked a question on a call that you can't answer. Instead of sweeping it under the rug and hope your prospect doesn't notice, go find the right person, get the answer, put your adorable mug on camera, send them the video, and your personal use of video will delight your prospects and your customers by making a personal connection. They'll believe you so much more. They'll look at you as their Sherpa, their trusted advisor, and you will be able to shepherd them to the promised land. Now, let's quickly go over in opposite order, number 9, personalized videos. The goal, move people through the process to be super relevant and to show them that you're there to help them. Number 8, demo videos. The goal, hey, demo how your product works so they can see their life transformed. Number 7, company culture videos. The goal, well, to show people your culture. They're for recruitment. Number 6, case study videos, aka customer stories or testimonial videos. They are excellent in the stage where somebody's looking at your product against a competitor and they are the show and tell proof, the validation that you live up to your word for that specific type of customer, that persona group. But what I want you to do is I want you to tell a damn story. Don't just push somebody up against a wall like they're getting a mugshot up at a police station. Instead, tell a story, drop a music bed, show B-roll, and move them all the way through the feeling of transformation. Number 5, webinars and pre-recorded webinars. This is great for generating leads, for adding value, for educating people, for creating events. Number 4, thought leadership videos. The goal is to be seen as a thought leader and to do it all the time so people see you on social, dropping knowledge bombs, and by default, they look at you as an industry thought leader. Number 3, promo videos, aka hype or teaser videos, also known as commercials. These are just what you normally have seen. You can use them to move people from social to a landing page. Number 2, how-to videos. The goal is to show people just how easy it is to do something, and that something could be loosely related to your product or it could be about your product. And the number 1 on the list are explainer videos. They're number 1 because that's normally what people see when they arrive on your website the first time. And that is Todd riffing off of the Vidyard blog, the 9 types of videos that every business must have to succeed. Don't get overwhelmed. Be systematic. Lay out your strategy. Decide what types of videos are best for your business and start knocking them down so you can have these videos at your audience's disposal because they want to go on a personalized and relevant experience that's on demand and is binge-worthy. And they want that information to take them right through your sales process so they're on a slip and slide screaming, yes, the whole way to a buying decision. My name's Todd Hartley. You've been a lot of fun. You've been a great audience today. And hey, if you want to figure out how to start your business on this process of becoming a company that uses video to sell remotely, well, I've got 20 minutes of me dropping knowledge bombs on how businesses use some of my best strategies to convince and convert faster. And you can get access to that, the 20 minutes of video on my site for free. You don't even have to fill in your name. I'm not going to creep on you. And all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And after watching that video, if you feel like, you know what, I think this Todd dude's pretty good, I'm willing to bet his company could help me. Well, click and fill out that form right there and then click send, and me or one of my top strategists will jump on a 15-minute Zoom call and understand what you're trying to accomplish. We'll add massive value and see if we can help each other get to the next stage. Remember, don't forget to go to the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com/296, to check out samples of each of the 9 types of videos that I just broke down for you. I'll continue to do my job, bring you the latest information, help you understand the power of video so you can convince and convert at faster rates. Peace.